How then to hear? The primary way that most Christians try to obey God is through reading and studying Scripture, and then applying what the Scripture says. And this is good. In fact, this is excellent. But it is the way most people, most Christians, want to hear God. But the Scriptures abound with the word hear. So in Romans we read, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now that might sound suspiciously like King James language. And it is, because most of the modern translations obey the rules of English, which says it's not good form to repeat a word. So you rephrase the whole sentence and lose its meaning rather than repeat a word. But God is saying, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay. So which word of God does the verse speak about? There is the word of God, and then there is the word of God. Are you listening yet? We have one word for word in English. Two words with entirely different meanings in the Greek language that the New Testament was recorded in. So let's look at the difference. Going forward, God says in John 1:1, and I took the literal translation from the Nestle Greek, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. I don't know why we reverse that in all our English translations, but that's not what was said in the Greek. God was the Word. So the strange word up there is Logos. Lambda, Omicron, Gamma, Omicron, Sigma. Those are the names of the letters. In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and God was the Logos. Okay. Rhema is the other word in Greek. Rhema is the spoken and heard words of God. Like Rhema, as in Radio Rhema. Spoken and heard. Who speaks? The Holy Spirit. Who hears? We do. Romans 10:17, God tells us, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that word in Greek is rhematos, which is from the stem meaning rhema. The spoken and heard words of God. God the Father, we'll move on. Spoken and heard. Jesus says in John 17:8, for I gave them the words, rhema, you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. So, for I gave them the words, rhema, you gave me, and they accepted them. Okay, well, where do the words come from? From God, spoken to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He heard them, and then he passed those words on to the disciples. How did he pass those words on? As a spoken word, which they heard, and look what happened. They knew with certainty, there was no doubt left in their minds that Jesus had come from God. And they believed with all their hearts that you sent me. Powerful stuff. A rhema for Christians is an inspired word from God, birthed within our own spirit. A whisper from the Holy Spirit, like the still small voice that spoke to prophet Elijah in the cave, if you remember that. It's a divinely inspired impression upon your soul, a flash of thought or creative idea from God. And we'll talk about ways in a moment. Sometimes it's just a simple word, a single word. The other day in the prayer meeting, I can't remember who it was, said, I have a word that won't go away. It's the word orange. Forgive me for not remembering who brought that. They said, but it seems so silly. And then, I think it was Phil, spoke up and said, God has told us to wait. You know, what coloured light? I mean, what does the orange traffic light mean? Slow down and wait. Slow down and wait. So it can be a single word. There are many ways people hear God speak. When God speaks, some people see a picture. Other people see a moving picture. Some see writing, like in front of a wall, or just floating in the air in front of their eyes. Some hear a voice, not from their ears, but in their heart. Similar to the voice you hear in your mind when you rehearse words you're about to say. You know, you're going to say something to someone, you really want to get the right words, so you rehearse in your mind, or rehearse in your heart, the words you're going to say. God's voice sounds like that. It's that quiet. Not for these ears, for these ears. For many, the voice they hear is that still small voice, that whisper in the cave. For others, a flash of thought solves some problem they've taken to God in prayer. For yet others, they just know something that they did not previously know. A thing they did not work out or hear about. Knowledge there was no way to gain in the natural. They just know that they know that they know that they know something. It's just there. And let me tell you personally, that is a very strange feeling for someone who is used to working things out for themselves. It feels very strange. I remember that 54 years ago, when I repented and gave my heart and life to Jesus as Lord, I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that if I'd been the only person ever to sin, Jesus would still have died for me. I've since learned that many people have had that same truth given as a rhema to them. I just knew it. It didn't occur to me at the time that God had just spoken to me personally. Didn't have a clue. But I sure do remember it today. In John 4:17-18, we're not going to turn there, but Jesus tells the Samaritan woman at the well things that he could not have known in the natural about her marital status and number of husbands and so on, if you remember. These things were revealed to Jesus by the Holy Spirit as a rhema, an inspired word of God, spoken and heard. We have another name for that particular type of rhema. Can you think what it is? We often call it the word of knowledge. Yeah, but it is a rhema from God. It comes to us from the Father by the Holy Spirit. A rhema. The result of Jesus' rhema is that the woman at the well rushed into town and told everyone, "Come and see, could this be the Messiah?" Again, a rhema can be incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. As we read in the Logos, the written word of God, one verse or a part of a verse may jump out at us. Why does that happen? That may be just the message that God wants to emphasize for us at that very time, an answer to prayer or an instruction or an encouragement. How many people here, and we will do a show of hands this time, how many people here have had that happen to them one time or another, where a word has jumped out from the scriptures? Yeah, I think it's just about all of us. Well, that's a rhema. You've heard from God. That was God's word to you. But remember this, a rhema word will always be in line with the scriptures. Always. It will never contradict the word of God. And we'll talk about that a bit more later. Okay. God says through Timothy, all scripture is God breathed, inspired, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and for training in righteousness. This is a verse from the Logos, God's written word, his eternal counsel. When you first saw it, this one, who had a word jump out at them? Yeah. Okay. That word that jumped out is a rhema. The Holy Spirit inspired that word, and to you it meant more than the rest of the words. God just spoke to you and you heard. For me, it's the word all. All scripture is inspired, not just some. I mustn't pick and choose. I must not avoid some parts. All scripture is inspired. Okay. Some hindrances to hearing from God. If God speaks to you about one of these, write it down or remember it. Then take it to the Lord. Sin. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. How do we fix it? Repent. Doubt. Lord, help me overcome my disbelief. Pray. Wrong teaching in the past. And we've all had some of this, I think. I can't remember how many churches I went to in the early days of my Christian life where they said, God does not speak today. how wrong they were. And that teaching didn't help me at all. So, repent, read God's word. Amen. Fear. I'm afraid what he'll say. Well, trust God. Say yes to him. Repent. Pride. Repent of all pride every time it rears its ugly head, and humble yourself before God. Time pressure. Repent and ask God to make you patient. Shame. Trust God. God says there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. This next one is a Hebrew word, and it's Shema, with an emphasis on the A, Shema. It means hear and obey. It's just a single word, but it has both of those meanings built into it. In the West, and we're Westerners, when we hear things, they go in one ear, often out the other, but if they do stick in the brain, it's, oh yeah, okay, I understand that. And that's it. It's just an intellectual in and out. For the Hebrews, it was hear and obey. And until they had obeyed, the Shema was not complete. It always had the obey as part of it. So unless they obeyed, they hadn't heard. They weren't listening. Wrong expectations. Some of us want God's word written on a wall with the finger of God. Yeah, well, repent of that. Ungodly beliefs. For example, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to hear from God. Well, God says otherwise. So, repent. Unforgiveness. Forgive everyone. Repent. Occult spirits. A curse comes on us because of our involvement in the occult, or through the family's involvement with the cult. Repent and be set free. Amen. Ministry for this can be helpful. At this point, I would like to call on Trevor to tell us what happened to him about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Thank you, Trevor. Do we have a microphone here? No. Yeah. Oh, you've got one. Good man.
Well, as you know, the breakthrough came for me when I was at the breaking point where I felt completely broken. Broken physically, mentally, and spiritually. At the point of questioning, does God even care about how I was feeling? And at that point, I cried out to God and I said, is there something that I have done to offend you? And as you know, from there, the floodgates have opened and I've received from God a long list of things. Two really stood out to me, and literally everything has just fallen into place as to why, where, and what God has laid on my heart of what I need to do with the rest of my life. If you really want to hear the voice of God, then you first need to understand one person. He's the Holy Spirit. Without that relationship, how can you hear from God? After all, he is the intercessor between us and God. Ask him to be present before you read God's word so that you can speak through the word to you. Then listen to what he puts in your heart, your mind, and your thoughts. Don't dismiss or ignore when he speaks. When you listen to God, the blessings flow. Past walls come down and the hurting of the past is healed, bringing us into a new understanding and a closer relationship with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Way back, we had a seminar about hearing God, or what I think was actually prophecy. And we split up into pairs, and I happened to partner with Trevor, and I said, I think this is what God's saying to you, and hesitantly brought a message. And he said, well, I can't give you a word from God because I am not hearing from God. I just don't hear God. And later, the message that I gave Trevor was repeated by the person that was bringing the message. But Trevor has been desperate. But he reached out to God. He reached out to God and asked God. And now he's really hearing from God. Yeah. Okay. How can we know what might be blocking God's voice? The list we went through was only a little one. If in any doubt, ask God, beg him, give him no rest, get very serious. God, I need to hear from you. Repent. Even it seems stupidly trivial at the time. Did you know there is no trivial sin in God's eyes? Sin is sin. It's like shooting a bow and arrow at a target. You either hit the target or you don't. Sin is literally falling short of the mark. And in days gone by, when they were doing target practice, the spotter would call out, if the arrow fell short, the spotter would call out, sin, falling short. Finally, obey what God tells you. Okay, big topic. How can we be sure a word is from God? Is it truly a rhema? There are four tests that believers normally apply to a rhema or a prophecy or an interpretation of a tongue to see if it is truly from God or whether it comes from our own minds or worse. Does it agree with Scripture? The Holy Spirit, who is the author of Scripture, brings God's voice to us. He will never contradict himself. The Holy Spirit will never say something to us that disagrees with what he has already said in the Scriptures. Do circumstances line up? In one way or another, the situation will work out so that we know God is in it. Do we have peace in our hearts? We will sense God's peace like an umpire and arbiter saying, yes, this is right, or no, this is wrong. And do we have confirmation from other believers? And to move on a few. Right relationships with other believers are essential for being able to hear and confirm God's voice. There are three special relationships we should expect to hear from the Lord. The relationships are between ministers and the congregation, between husbands and wives, both ways, between parents and children. Even if the children are now adult, they should still go to a godly parent for confirmation of what they hear. Say I think I should run off and become a missionary to a cannibal tribe in darkest Africa. And Reverend Phil, having prayed about it, does not have God's peace about it. I should seriously reconsider whether I had really heard God calling me to become that missionary. The principle here is that if God is able to tell you something, he's more than able to speak to your minister or pastor, who, after all, is responsible for you to God. Many people, I'm not saying in this church, but many non-Christians in particular, without realizing it, have heard the call of Satan and run off urgently to their peril because they did not have the witness of their minister or supposed call of, about the supposed call of God. Some people deliberately do not ask their minister because they know the minister will say no and they want to do it. And at once we run off in deception, and it can take a long time to get back on track with God, believe me. In one case that I'm intimately familiar with, it took some 35 years to restore our relationship with God. But God is faithful. God wants us to hear him personally, to hear him exactly every day, to obey him exactly every day. Shema, one word in Hebrew, means to hear and obey. So find out what any blockage is by seriously asking God. Believe what you sense by faith. In other words, trust what he reveals and action it, starting with repentance. Be cleansed from all that is wrong. Now, 1 John 1:9 is not about us becoming Roman Catholics and confessing to a priest who, because we can't go and talk to God, we have to go through a man. No. God says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God will sort us out. One last suggestion. If you want ongoing direction from the Lord, if you want ongoing direction, if you have been hearing in the past, have stopped hearing God, I would suggest that you think back and obey the thing that he last told you. Because why should God bother to speak to us if we don't bother to obey? So if at some stage you have heard God and he said, do thus and so, even if it seemed you didn't do it because it didn't seem right to you, it's God. Run it through the checklist. A clean heart, willing to hear and obey, is the key to hearing from God. Amen. Father God, please help us all to hear your voice and to obey you. every day. In Jesus' name.